The corner. The corner. The corner. Hey, welcome. Come on into Cousin Ed's Corner. This podcast where you'll find real, authentic conversation. Organic conversation. Unscripted, unfiltered conversation. Like your own with your cousin. It's all about life. It's about finance. It's about spirituality. It's about love and everything in between. I'm your host, Cousin Ed. I'm excited to bring you along on this journey. So sit back and listen in as we dive into a wide range of topics. I have some diverse guests coming on with an array of thoughts and opinions. My goal is to create a space all for us to connect and communicate. It's not really about me. It's about the community as a whole. Let's enjoy it. Let's sit back. Let's think about our past. Let's move into our future. It's about
the corner, the corner, the corner. So no matter how you cut it or slice it, we're all here together. I'm just here to give you peace of my heart, my mind, my soul, and my mentals. So sit back, relax, and enjoy another episode of Cousin Ed's Corner. The corner, the corner, the corner. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. What's going on, fam? What's going on, fam? It's your boy, Cousin Ed. Yes, indeed, Cousin Ed's Corner. We're back. We're back. We're back. Let me back that up. Hold on. This is the Corner Connection on Cousin Ed's Corner. The Corner Connection on Cousin Ed's Corner. We are back. We are back. We're back. Thank you. Thank you for joining us, me, we, all of those nouns and verbs and adjectives out there. This is going to be a... It was going to be a throwback Thursday on the Corner Connection, but I am fearful. Not very often you'll hear me say I am fearful. Let me hold off on that. Let me finish my hellos and I'll tell you why I'm fearful. So cliffhanger. Be sure you already subscribed to the show. So thank you. Anyone hearing this show, you might hear it a week later. So if you don't know what the Corner Connection is, it's exclusive content from Cousin Ed's Corner. So this show is probably airing early for people who are subscribed, and I'm going to release it a week later for people who haven't subscribed, just to give you a taste of what the Corner Connection is. So if you haven't subscribed to the Corner Connection and you have Apple Podcasts, go to your Apple store, go to Apple Podcasts, look up Cousin Ed's Corner. Under Cousin Ed's Corner, you'll see the Corner Connection. Subscribe to the show there. It's helping keep the lights on, right? If you want to donate and you don't want to subscribe, you can do that also. Hit me up, 762-333-2032. That's 762-333-2032. You can donate there. But the subscription gets you some more access to the show. It also gets you behind the scenes, gets you all the bloopers, gives you all that stuff, gives you texting content. So if you want to join the text group, I can text you certain other content. All of that you get with joining the Corner Connection. So if you listen to this now, you probably listen to it. If you are a subscriber, you listen to it brand new. If you are listening to it on Spotify, or any other platform except for Apple Podcasts, you are listening to it a week later than when it came out. So this is going to be a throwback. Let me say that again. This was the cliffhanger. It was going to be a throwback, right? I was going to throw back one of my old shows before I became legitimate and podcasting on all these platforms. I used to podcast and send the shows out to friends and family via text, via Google Drive, and all those other platforms, right? Once I decided to go professional and gear up and all that stuff, I changed it up and got the website and everything else. So I have a lot of shows that are still out there that I like to share, but I am fearful, and I give you a little more history, of losing everything I just created with Cousin Ed's Corner. Myself and Mr. Moody, we were out doing shows for Mr. Moody's Neighborhood Indian Radio. Big up, big up, big up. We had over 750 shows broadcast. We had several different editions of the show. Editions being series of the show. So Super Sevens, Jeff in the Car, Mr. Moody's Neighborhood, and I'm missing three or four more in there, right? Cousin Ed's Corner was a segment of those shows, right? Excuse me. What we were doing way back 10 years ago, what we were doing, can't do today, right? Copyright infringements and everything else. You can't play certain music during shows, not unless you have copyright infringements and things like that. So the beat you hear under here is a royalty-free beat. I can play that. I personally don't know how a lot of other podcasts are doing it, how they're playing music, but I don't want to get caught up again in that web and get the show pulled down for royalty copyrighted music. So I was going to play a throwback, but I know I had music under it by Dilla. If y'all don't know who Dilla is, definitely check out Dilla. I had music playing under it by Dilla, and I didn't want that to pop up and shut the show down. So that's a long but short description of why I decided not to hear that show. Now, saying that, you can hit me up, like I said again, 762-333-2032. You can hit me up on any social media platform under Cousin Ed's Corner. Send me a DM. I can personally send you those shows. So, I'll send you that show. And as the Corner Connection goes on with these Throwback Thursdays, I'll send you those shows as they go along. But if you want it, you have to hit me up for that original show. Now, I'm going to do another variation of the show. It's going to be an ad lib of the first show. It's not going to be in full detail. It's not going to be raw. It's not going to be organic as the first show. It's still going to be organic, but it's not going to be the same thoughts and content of something that was 4 years ago, right? I didn't listen to the show. I just know what the show, I know the title of the show. I know what it's about. But not going to be the same. If you want the original one, definitely check it out. Think about it as a reboot, right? You see all these shows doing reboots? Think about it as a reboot. I'm just redoing what I did before in another format. I'm going to keep it short and brief so that you go back and you subscribe. You asked me for the other show, so I'm going to keep it short and brief so that you can go back and get the full context of what I was thinking at that moment. All right? So once again, thank you. Going into this show, the original show, it was titled Your Fab Five. And it came from the thoughts of your closest friends, your closest relatives, your closest loved ones, your closest people. And I thought of that from T-Mobile. T-Mobile had a deal, a promotion years ago that these five people in your circle, no charge. It's when they used to charge you minutes, right? It wasn't unlimited back then, but these five people you can have unlimited talk time to. So you know how old that commercial or program was. These five people you can have unlimited talk to, unlimited text to, unlimited pictures, unlimited, whatever was unlimited. And my thoughts behind that was, who's in your Fab Five now? Who's in your Fab Five now? So I think I'll title this Who's in Your Fab Five Part 2, right? Or the reboot or something. But I want you to think about that. And I know one person that I definitely think I know should be in our Fab Five, taking up the number one spot. If you think about a basketball team, right, like your five players, your number one off the bench, your number one player is always God, right? You're the one you can call on anytime. You don't need minutes. You don't need to renew your plan. It's unlimited, right? Call on God. Put him in your Fab Five. You may say, well, I only got four left, and he's the most important. Put God first. And then surround yourself with four more, right? All right, so if you think about a fist, you can have that thumb, the most important thing. You can grab everything with your thumb. Think about grabbing something without your thumb. It's hard to grab something without your thumb. God being your thumb, he's your main support, holding things together, right? And then around you, think about everyone else. Everyone else being your mother, being your spouse, being your brothers and sisters, your siblings, being your kids, right? Those should be the first ones that you call on, right? Or be able to call on. Some of us don't have our loved ones with us anymore. Some of us don't have kids. Some of us don't have siblings, right? So you can't call on those people, but you hopefully those are the first people you can call on. After that, after going to them, you have good friends. You have good friends that you know at 3 a.m, if that phone rang. I recently heard somebody say it. I don't know what show it was or who I was talking to. Might have been my brother, Destrian. At 3 a.m, if the phone call come in, you already going to grab your... Some of us grabbing our Bible to help them pray, but some of us are grabbing the other black thing that's in the same drawer and going to help them in whatever situation. Somebody joked around and said, I'm grabbing the shovel. Let me know when you move the barrier, Matt. But that's jokingly saying that. But that person that you can call at 3, 4 a.m, they should be in your Fab Five. Your confidants, the ones that you go to for counsel, like, hey, listen, this is going on right now. Hey, I need to talk to somebody. They should be in your Fab Five. Question is, who is in your Fab Five? Hopefully it's food for thought. Hopefully it's a teaser to the rest of the other show. Like I said, I haven't listened to the other show. Hopefully I go into more detail. But it is the Corner Connection. I just wanted to give you a piece of what was on my mind this morning. I was really trying to get this out, really trying to share this, and had a snafu in my brain saying, if I put this out, everything could be taken away. So sometimes you got to think things through. Sometimes you're eager to do certain things, and you have to think things through. So once again, if you want the full episode, the previous episode, forgive the audio quality. It's nothing like what I'm doing right now. But if you want the previous episode and you want it to be text to you, Dropbox, Airbox, whatever you want to say, I definitely can do that. But I wanted to make sure that I got content to you. Look for more content from the Corner Connection. Definitely share the link with your friends. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for supporting. I love each and every one of you. There's nothing you could do about it. Have a great, great Throwback Thursday. And I look forward to hearing from you. Peace. Thank you for listening to Cousin.